WDE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Expelled Congressman George Santos is due to be sentenced soon, and while he pled guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft charges,
he has been on a tirade on social media in the past few days, just blasting the Department of Justice, seemingly walking back his statements of acceptance of responsibility and not demonstrating remorse.
That's correspondent Scott McFarlane. Is there a deal to end the war in Ukraine? Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
There is a lot of reporting about the terms of a possible ceasefire deal, which is thought to include freezing the fighting close to the current front line and recognizing Crimea as part of Russia.
The public tribute to Pope Francis was due to end about now, with final preparations for tomorrow's outside funeral underway. Crux editor John Allen.
In many ways, it is an ordinary Catholic mass, simply with a much larger congregation. We're expecting hundreds of thousands at a minimum.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
From the WFHR WIRI newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. 11 veterans are being recognized for their service. Melissa Kay tells us it happened during a heartfelt ceremony in Wisconsin Rapids.
The Quilts of Valor presentation took place at Renaissance by Rennes on the morning of April 23rd. Each quilt is handcrafted by the Material Girls of Wisconsin and a beautiful tribute to each veteran's service, sacrifice, and valor. Tom Heiser served as part of the Color Guard from the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101, taking part in the Quilts of Valor ceremony.
Quilts of Valor, where veterans receive a quilt that cannot be sold, cannot be given away as a present. It belongs to the veteran and can stay within the family.
Tom said it was an honor to be a part of the day. He said many of the veterans honored served in the 1950s during the Korean conflict situation. Jeff Peters is a retired veteran and also mentioned during the ceremony as a friend of the veterans at Renaissance by Rennes. Jeff visits the facility every Thursday morning at 10 to talk with veterans and share stories.
We sit together, we have coffee, donuts, and we just talk about their lives, you know, their service, their, you know, what they've done. And, you know, they go from 89 to 102. And it's just amazing to me the memories, you know, that they have. And one of the reasons I did this is I wanted to be able to pass those memories on.
Jeff said family members are always welcome to join them at 10 on Thursdays. The next Quilt of Valor ceremony will happen this summer, and Jeff will be one of the recipients. If you would like to nominate a veteran to receive a quilt, you can do so at qovf.org.
And again, that's Melissa Kay. And I'm Terry Barr. You're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas, in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, seven on sevens, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team returnability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man, you know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today with scattered showers ending late this afternoon and patchy fog. Winds are breezy out of the north, and they're keeping our high temperatures stuck to the low 50s. But with clearing clouds overnight, we'll have a bright and beautiful day tomorrow with high temperatures flirting with 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 46 degrees at our studios. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Civic Media. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It's the beginning of the weekend. It is anything goes Friday. It's just you and me all 3 hours today. I want to talk about Trump as the Chernobyl of American democracy. Also, are we 2 weeks away from empty shelves? We discussed this briefly yesterday. We've got some more specific information. In the second hour of the program, Trump is trying to cut off Act Blue. This is what tyrants do, right? Target their enemies. And parents are panicked about their kids being hunted under the new RFK autism registry plan. Just when you think it can't get worse, it does. In the also in the second hour, why is Wall Street getting inside information? This is pretty skeezy. Is it because that's what happens under fascism? Oh, and by the way, Apple is moving their factories out of China, but not back here. They're moving to India. Yeah, right. Oh, geez. Are they participating in Trump's trade war and punishing China? Or, you know, what's going on with this? Also, geeky science. Dimming the sun. Will scientists tweak the Earth's thermostat? Will this plan shield the planet or backfire catastrophically? A lot to talk about today. Let me just start by welcoming a collection of new radio stations that we have added to our, that have picked up our show this week. They started carrying our program on Wednesday, WAUK, and these are all in Wisconsin, WAUK in Milwaukee, WBZH in Hayward, 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WGBW in Green Bay, WISS in Oshkosh, WLAK in Amory, WLCX in La Crosse, WMDX in Madison, WRCE in Richland Center, and WXCO in Wausau. So thank you to the folks, you know, this radio station collection, Civic Media, and just the great work they're doing and for picking up our show. And just one quick story here before I get into my rant. The FBI just announced, Kash Patel announced it this morning, the FBI director, on Twitter, and then deleted it for reasons unknown. But this is what his tweet said. Just now, the FBI arrested Judge Hannah Dugan out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on charges of obstruction after evidence of Judge Dugan obstructing an immigration arrest operation last week. We believe Judge Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from the subject to be arrested at her courthouse. She's facing three. Well, actually, I'm not sure what she's facing. The person that they were trying to arrest was an undocumented immigrant by the name of Eduardo Flores Ruiz, who was in state court in a Wisconsin courtroom to face three misdemeanor battery accounts. Apparently, he'd gotten in a fight with somebody, and so he was coming before the judge. And according to the reports, He was in her courtroom, in Judge Dugan's courtroom, on April 18th for a scheduling hearing. ICE arrived in the courtroom that morning, and when they went to the judge's office, she told the defendant and his lawyer to exit via a side door and then down a private hallway into a public area on the sixth floor. The ICE agents figured out what was going on and, you know, chased him by on foot and caught him anyway. But this comes after Emil Bove, you know, Trump's defense lawyer in the big New York case. He's now the Justice Department's principal associate deputy attorney general. He issued a memo in January calling on federal prosecutors to pursue criminal cases against local government officials who obstruct the federal the feds, you know, ICE's efforts. So keep an eye on this. This is going to get interesting. My op-ed today is titled Trump, the Chernobyl of American Democracy. The Trump administration just gutted Meals on Wheels. Seriously, effing Meals on Wheels. Donald Trump didn't just disrupt America. He detonated it. He's like a political Chernobyl. I mean, it's just he's poisoned the very soul of our Democratic Republic, leaving behind this toxic cloud of cruelty, corruption, and chaos that's going to echo for generations. He didn't just bring darkness, he cultivated it. He made it fashionable. He turned cruelty into currency, and ignorance made ignorance a political virtue. This grotesque cocktail of malignant narcissism and petty vengeance ripped off the mask of American decency, showed the world our ugliest face, caged children. Get that, caged children, and laughed while their critics cried and his ghoulish acolytes were saying, well, where are the children, as a punchline for a joke announcing their next QAnon rally. He welcomed white supremacists with winks and dog whistles, calling them very fine people, while spitting venom at black athletes who dared take a knee at a football game. He invited fascists to dinner and served it on gold-plated Trump steaks. He made lying the lingua franca of the right, burning truth to the ground like a carnival barker selling snake oil from a flaming soapbox. And let's not forget the blood on his hands. 1,193,000 Americans dead from COVID by the time he left office, 400,000 of them unnecessarily, according to The Lancet. And he dismissed it as nothing more than a flu, while he admitted on tape to Bob Woodward that it was deadly and it was airborne. His apathy was homicidal. His incompetence was catastrophic. He tried to overthrow a fair election. He summoned a violent mob. He watched them beat cops with American flags and scream fight like hell while he was cowering in the White House, delighting in this destruction like Nero fiddling while Rome is burning. And now, like some grotesque twist on historical fascism, he's quietly disappearing even legal U.S. residents. People snatched off the street by ICE and dumped into El Salvador's CECOT mega prison. Well, really, it's a concentration camp. No due process there. This is a dystopian nightmare of concrete and cruelty. Kilmar Abrego Garcia had legal status in the United States. He had a home in Maryland, a wife and three kids. But Trump's agents and Trump's agents had a federal court order saying, do not send this man to El Salvador. They did it anyway. I mean, this is brutality that's beyond comprehension. This isn't policy. It's a purge. It's a test run for authoritarian exile. And if Trump's not stopped by Congress, the courts, or we the people in the streets, it's not going to end there. But somehow he's still here, waddling across the political stage like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man of authoritarianism, bloated with power, empty of soul, and reeking of spray tan and sulfur. Trump didn't just bring darkness. He's a goddamn black hole, a gravity well of cruelty, sucking the light out of everything he touches. He is the man who desecrates everything good. Empathy? He mocks it. Truth? He slanders it. Democracy? He'd bulldoze it for a golf course. And if we let him continue, he won't just end democracy. He'll make sure, damn sure, it never rises again. So the question is, are we awake yet? Or will we let this orange-faced death cult leader finish the job he started, grinning over the corpse of America, the America that we once believed in? Now is not the time to kneel. And please tell that to those law firms and Columbia University that are bowing down to him. It's the time to rise, to stay loud, to stay vigilant, to show up. Every protest, every march, every call to D.C., every raised voice chips away at the darkness. Democracy isn't a spectator sport. It's a fight. And we damn well better show up for it. So, Tom, tell me what you really think, huh? We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog friendly but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Native Path Collagen is made with only types 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two types most important for making up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Many brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path Collagen recipe is a peptide formula. It's also more bioavailable. It's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes better than other brands. No clumping. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, they offer really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. So visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's Get Native Path, G-E-T, Get. Don't forget the Get. Getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Like GetNativePath.com/Tom.
Business suit, no conscience, no heart. Poison the truth, made cruelty a trend. Taught the GOP that empathy's pretend. He caged up children and laughed at their cries. Called Nazis fine people and swallowed.
Trump has 2 weeks to save America from empty shelves, writes Matt Oliver over at the Telegraph. U.S.-China trade war is really starting to gum up container traffic. We're starting to see the actual numbers. We've got some actual numbers here. By the way, I mentioned yesterday three companies had met with Trump, the CEOs of three big box companies. I said at the time I believed that it was Walmart, Target, and Home Depot. I was right. Those were the three stores. Walmart sources roughly 60% of everything in their stores from China. For Target, it's 50%. And Target, of course, is also dealing with another problem, and that is that they blew up their DEI programs in deference to Donald Trump, while Costco said, no way, screw you, Trump, we're going to keep our DEI programs. And guess what? Black people are saying, in particular, but queer people, you know, people basically who, and women, who would be the beneficiaries of DEI programs. And again, DEI is not affirmative action. It does not say promote a less qualified black person or woman or whatever above a more qualified white man. Instead, it says find the most qualified people you can,
but look in a larger, you know, through a larger window, you know, open the door wider, pick your metaphor, you know, interview more people, basically. Anyhow, so that is going on. This is according to data published by the Port of Los Angeles. Container traffic was 56% higher this week than a year earlier. Now, why was that? Because the week before Trump announced that the tariffs were coming, every big box store in America said, hey, those orders that we've got that you're supposed to ship next week or the week after, the week, ship them all now. So there was this flood of stuff that, you know, that came into the country last week and the week before. But next week, starting Monday, next week, they're expecting the container traffic to be 11% lower, and the week after that, 33% lower. And for shipments from China into Los Angeles, the Port of Los Angeles, they're looking at a crash. Shipments from China to the U.S. bookings fell 64% in the first week of the month. Now, that's bookings. This is, you know, orders, basically. A 64% drop. That will show up. Now, that was the first week of April. That will show up in the first week of May. Importers are canceling shipments. They're leaving more of the container ships are leaving half empty and prompting more shipping companies to cancel voyages or to lower prices for shipping, which is, you know, pretty amazing. The price, the spot cost of shipping a 40-foot container 4 weeks ago was $5,700. Today, it's $2,700. They're desperate, right? The ships are empty or half empty. Meanwhile, the number of blank sailings is surging. These are basically voyages that were canceled. They call them blank sailings, but because you know, there's no ship, there's nothing happening. That has doubled to more than 40%. 40% of all ships expected over the next month simply are not leaving China. They're just not coming. Ain't happening. Not going to happen. So the question in my mind is, what kind of damage is this going to do to Trump? He's already down in the 40s. His approval ratings are underwater on pretty much every issue. And more people are out in the streets. Louise and I are going to drive around tomorrow, Saturday, and you know, look for demonstrations. We'll see what's going on. I've got to hit Indivisible and 5051 and see what's going on this weekend here in Portland or in Vancouver. Wild stuff. I think we are looking at something close to a turning point. And, you know, Trump this morning, he was holding a press conference. He was saying, oh, yeah, they are talking to China. Who is they? Well, I'm not going to tell you who they is. Well, they is probably what? India? Anyway, stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Meanwhile, Trump is nakedly, openly, enthusiastically soliciting bribes. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your calls for you. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for their relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies, by the way. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change, like millions are, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and just use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Maggie Dawn.
A Milwaukee County judge was arrested today. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Maggie Dawn breaks it all down. Maggie knows the law, she knows the judge, and will dish out the facts on the show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
From the WFHR WIRI newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. A roundtable discussion revealing feelings of uncertainty as residents and lawmakers gathered in Richland Center. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, along with State Senators Brad Pfaff and Sarah Kayeski, led the discussion, focusing on federal government cuts.
Hearing directly from Southwest Community Action Program, speaking about the importance of the Head Start program, it's important that we all recognize that we want our children to get a good head start, especially early childhood education is so very important. So I really appreciated hearing those comments, but I also appreciated hearing the comments that were shared by the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center team. And when they talk about the concern and outright fear that some of our elderly members in our communities are experiencing right now because they continue to hear about potential cuts to Medicaid as well as to Social Security.
Other news, the NFL draft is well underway in Green Bay, and 9 local breweries are working together on a special ale just for the event.
9 Green Bay area breweries have come together to brew a beer to match the excitement of the NFL draft 2025. The 8th round downtown pale ale will be available in the Draft City Music Fest and at local tap rooms. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Really encouraging people to visit all kinds of different amenities within the community, all the tap rooms, restaurants and bars, and you know, things from the Children's Museum to maybe Bay Beach, you know, having a couple of rides open. We really want to spread the wealth and encourage people to get around the community, and what greater opportunity than to advertise, you know, what we have from a craft brewing perspective.
Draft City Music Fest is part of the multi-day Touchdown Downtown happening throughout downtown Green Bay.
That's Lisa Hale, and I'm Terry Barr. You're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today with scattered showers ending late this afternoon and patchy fog. Winds are breezy out of the north, and they're keeping our high temperatures stuck to the low 50s. But with clearing clouds overnight, we'll have a bright and beautiful day tomorrow with high temperatures flirting with 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 46 degrees at our studios.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 6 to 8.
Port.
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
And the lights weren't dim. When Marge took the mic and the room turned grim, a feller in plaid yelled boo with sass. So cops flew in and tased his freedom of class. Is this the correct man?
About 35 minutes past the hour. So Donald Trump now is, you know, he came out with this coin. It's not really a coin. It's basically a digital graphic, if I'm understanding this correctly. And if I'm not, please call and correct me. But my understanding is that these so-called digital coins, they use the blockchain by way of certifying that this is a unique product. This is, you know, the one you bought is actually yours. And therefore, they're, quote, collectible. You know, like I remember when I was, you know, decades ago, one of my sisters-in-law was collecting those stuffed baby, what were they called? The beanie babies, yeah. And they came with, you know, with a serial number so that you could say, oh, yes, this, you know, like Hummel figurines. You know, they're collectibles. They have no intrinsic value. It's not like you're buying a Bitcoin, you know, which has an actual value. They have no intrinsic value other than being, quote, a collectible. And thus the price just, you know, wildly varies depending on supply and demand, you know, depending on how many are available and all that kind of thing. So now Trump is saying that the top 220 people who buy his basically digital picture of a coin with his face on it, and the top and the will come to his roach-ridden Virginia golf club and have dinner with him, and an intimate private dinner. You know, Donald Trump and 220 of his best friends, and the top 25 of them initially said they were going to get a private tour of the White House. I think somebody came along and said, "Hey, wait a minute, that is a violation of the Hatch Act. You can't say that." So now it just says they're going to get a tour. Doesn't say of the White House, the top 25. And the 25th in the list, and they're publishing the list, has put up $45,000 so far to buy these so-called digital coins. This is just, and it appears that a lot of these people who are pouring money into this thing are foreigners. Now, keep in mind, by the way, Trump and his business partners collect fees on this. They made nearly $100 million. In just the first weeks after this coin debuted, the week before his inauguration. I mean, he's making big bucks for this. And he will be the first to point out to you that, yes, this is a conflict of interest. Yes, you could argue this is bribery, but he has immunity. The Supreme Court gave him complete immunity, so he can do whatever he wants. It's particularly ironic, given that, you know, he has wanted to go after Democrats over the years for taking money from foreign sources. And here we are. This is just wild. So anything goes. It's anything goes weekend here on the program. What's on your mind today? Anything from flying saucers to Trump? Adam in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Adam, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Before I begin, I was just wondering if you could put your complete show, the 3-hour show, on YouTube, like Stephanie Miller and Randy Rhodes does. I know you have kind of segments on YouTube, but I was wondering if you could just put the complete 3-hour show on YouTube, because it'd help travelers like me out quite a bit.
Yeah, it is available to Yeah, well, it's a long story, Adam. But yeah, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, the reason I was calling is because I kind of take exception to a caller that you had on yesterday. Her name was Marcia from Northbrook, Illinois. And she brought up that she went to a protest or something like that. And some speakers said from the river to the sea, and she was offended. And she left out a lot of important information, which was that phrase was started in 1977 by the Israeli Likud Party. And
it was originally a Zionist statement. No, I got it.
Right. Yeah. Right. So she didn't mention that. And that's why I had the feeling that other people were telling her that she doesn't know what she's talking about. And she also left out important information, which was usually when people use this phrase now on the Palestinian side, they have a second part to that phrase. They say, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They do not, I repeat, they do not say, from the river to the sea, we support Hamas, or from the river to the sea, we want all Jews killed. They do not say that. They say, we want Palestine to be free.
No, but, but that is still the official position of Hamas and has been since 2012. And and therefore, Adam, I get all the nuance you're laying out. I totally get it. And I agree with it. But if you're speaking to a group of people who are not sophisticated on these issues, and, you know, most of what most Americans have heard is that from the river to the sea is the official slogan of Hamas and has been since 2012. And it means kill all the Jews or drive them out of Palestine. It just is a stupid thing to say as a slogan without explanation at a rally and at an anti-Trump rally. I mean, there's just why do that?
Yeah. Okay. And then I just wanted to point out that in these protests, there's usually a large segment of Jews with the Palestinian supporters. And I doubt that they would be saying, you know, from the river to the sea, you know, against themselves.
I get it. And the Palestinians and the well-informed Jews who show up at the meetings would understand that, you know, depending on who's saying it and the context in which it's being said, it can have radically different meanings. But again, what kind of idiot stands up in front of an audience, you know, just an average audience of people, and just says that without any context? Maybe her outrage is misplaced. Maybe he didn't mean it that way. But you have no way of knowing without the context. So, you know, I agree with her. It should not have been said. It hurt that speaker's credibility. So, Adam, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Good conversation. Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Cece, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Happy Friday, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
That was a great conversation you just had with the young man there, because, that, I mean, I'm not as well versed on that myself, from the river to the sea. So good. I mean, that's why I listen to your show. Great.
Yeah, anyway, for people who don't know, the Jordan River is arguably the western or the eastern border of Israel, and the Mediterranean Sea is arguably the western border of Israel. Of course, Gaza runs for a good chunk of that, and that's the source of that. Although the official statement from Hamas from 2012 is from the river to the sea, from the north to the south. In other words, everything. So back to you, Cece.
Yeah. Well, no, that's good. I you said that earlier this week, too, and that made sense to me, from Jordan to the Mediterranean. I know a little geography.
Yeah.
So anyway, but what I want to talk about is just I'm so encouraged by you, Tom, and I'm so encouraged by the people who fight. You encouraged me to join Indivisible. I joined Indivisible. I was on the protest line a couple of times, and we'll be again. You get to network people of the same mind, and, you know, everybody's there, you know, just so it's great. And last week, Tom, I called you, I talked about Ali and Foreman, the fight, and you're familiar with that, and how Ali baited George Foreman, and George Foreman was so mad.
Yeah, the whole rub-a-dub thing.
Yeah, right. So, but I think I want to encourage all the fighters out there, that we are in this for the long run. I don't know what the outcome will be, if we're going to win or not, but the main thing is to fight. And I know you're not a big fan of Schumer or the House of Representatives, Jeffries, King Jeffries. But, you know, we got to work with what we have. Maybe they don't throw punches like, and I'm speaking metaphorically, by the way. Maybe they don't throw punches the way you would throw them. You know, you throw head blows all the time. But you, every now and then you'll throw a body blow, like when you talked about Trump and on the Air Force One with the bed in the back or somewhere, and he's got the soothsayer in there, and you was wondering, why was she there? Why is this? I don't know her name. She's a soothsayer to
Laura Loomer.
But, you know, you remember that. So,
I do.
And you said, well, why did he have a bed in the Air Force One? Or what is he getting some? Or you said it like that. That's called a body blow. It would be below the belt if you weren't talking about Trump. But it's a good punch, you know, because we're in a fight. We're in a intellectual fight right now. Now, we'd probably be going to jail by this time next year, but if we don't win. But I want to say people don't fight the same. But we got to lift up our representatives, encourage them. They may be a little cowardly, I get that. But that's all we have.
I agree, CC. And my criticisms of Leader Jeffries have been relatively muted. I think, by and large, Hakeem Jeffries has done a great job. And you know, there have been a couple of times when I've picked on him, as it were. And you know, I made a joke once about his hand. You know, he can't talk without moving his hands around. But I think he's a good man, and I think he's doing a good job. So I'll leave it at that. CC, thanks for the call. And thanks for your kind words.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with your call.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas. Mike, what you just said was an ad lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And he said, make sure you don't call it ad libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Threshold. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're a homeowner and you need to listen to this, when's the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your home. And if you're like me, the answer is never. The problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your house. You don't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing and find out today if you're already a victim. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HometitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. They'll also give you a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts on any changes, and any fraud should it happen.
Don't say the GOP ain't working hard.
They've got their eyes on to fix it if that happens. So go to HometitleLock.com now. Use the promo code TOM14. That's HometitleLock.com. Promo code TOM14.
There's a kid in a tail, and that just ain't fair. While billionaires are skipping tax and bridges crumble.
Right, 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bill in Portugal. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I love the music you have during the break.
Well, thank you. That's the work of my wife, Louise. So I'll pass along your appreciation.
Excellent. Well, I was born in 48. You and I have basically the same perspective of the United States. And in the late 60s, I lived in a rooming house in Milwaukee, where my landlords were Germans who had left Germany in 32 when Hitler was elected chancellor. And half of the people in that rooming house had done the same thing. And I was very curious about why they left, et cetera. And the stories they told me set me up to win Trump's first term. It was like the Lügenpresse or the lying press, the big lie. The stories they told were just like what Trump was up to in his first term. And so my wife and I started thinking it was probably a good idea to perhaps leave the country. And we started our little journey to that ended up in Portugal a couple of years ago. And I was horrified that Trump won a second term. Mm-hmm. And sad to say that I'm glad we moved. And I worry about people like you. Who are outspoken and knowing where this guy's going. it saddens me to see what's happened to our country.
Yeah,
I'm and I have yet to meet a European who, when they found out where I'm from, hasn't said some form of, "Oh, we're so sorry."
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I totally get it, Bill. And in fact, one of our best friends, the guy who used to be the CEO of the television network I'm on, Free Speech TV, and his wife moved to Portugal. And Louise and I visited them that last June. What a beautiful country you're living in, and a lot of expats there. And I get the stories, by the way. My first language was Yiddish. And the reason why was because when I was a year old and 2 years, you know, for the first 2 years of my life, my mother and father, who only spoke English and are not Jewish, were living in Detroit in an apartment building that was filled with survivors of the Holocaust. And there was this old couple across the hall from us who were my daycare all day, and they only spoke Yiddish. And so I was speaking, and to this day, when I speak Hebrew or when I speak German, I can do it with an accent that sometimes fools natives, and at least on a few words here and there. And but they told my parents stories. I never met them. You know, I mean, I met them, but I have no recollection of it. I was 2 years old. But they told my parents stories that my parents told me, you know, I mean, throughout my life and or my young life. And my father was very, very affected by that, by his interactions with them. And I think it's one of the things, in fact, that even pushed him toward the John Birch Society, oddly enough, although he never joined. In fact, he described them to me as crazies. But he you know, he was a Republican activist, as it were. And his big concern was that American liberties were at stake, that you know, first they come for the press, you know, first they come for free speech, first they come for the stuff that's, you know, first they demand a national religion, the stuff that's in the First Amendment. And a lot of his worldview in that context was informed by his interactions with them. Because, I mean, his parents were Norwegian immigrants, so he didn't have any contact. In fact, my grandfather came over here in 1917, so... that was all pre-World War II, you know, not Holocaust stuff. So where in Portugal are you living, Bill, if you don't mind my asking?
In Luso, which is close to Coimbra.
It's
roughly half between Lisbon and Porto.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're inland. You're not on the coast.
Beautiful area.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had to call a new election here, and the guy that runs for the Chega Party, which is the far right party, kind of the equivalent of MAGA. He declined to run because Trump was giving him a bad name.
Seriously? Wow.
Yes.
I thought that in the last election, the right wing in Portugal was kind of on the ascendance.
They were. They got, I think, 23% of the seats. Uh-huh. But this time around, he decided not to run.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Bill, thanks
and
for the...
for what it's worth.
Yeah, thanks for the...
here or less are $2 a dozen.
Exit
we have bird flu.
I got it. Bill, thanks for the call. I look forward to future conversations with you. Thank you very much. It is, we're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Heavy rain and rising groundwater can turn your basement into a disaster zone overnight. A failing sump pump means water damage and expensive repairs. Don't wait. Tri-City Services installs and services high-quality sump pumps to keep your home dry. Don't risk thousands in water damage. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840.
We're not comfortable.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. And just in, disgraced former Congressman George Santos has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. New York Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon says that included fake claims for unemployment insurance.
It's sad that he's in this situation, but it is a situation of his own making.
A county judge in Wisconsin is picked up for allegedly helping an illegal immigrant evade ICE agents. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The FBI director, Kash Patel, says he's arrested the judge with the prospect of a charge of obstruction of law enforcement.
Patel says the judge misdirected ICE agents who later caught the man as he tried to escape. A crux editor, John Allen, says tomorrow's funeral for Pope Francis will be huge.
In many ways, it is an ordinary Catholic mass, simply with a much larger congregation. We're expecting hundreds of thousands at a minimum.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.